So with that unceremonious beginning, we're being joined now by David Williams, president of Taxpayers Protection Alliance. He's going to talk to us about how taxpayers around the country actually are being burned by rooftop solar companies that are cashing in on government handouts. Mr. Williams?
Yes.
So, you know, it's funny because Bill and I just had this conversation with my brother-in-law. And he thinks solar's great.
Well, he's convinced that the whole lease your rooftop, it's just all you're doing is leasing your rooftop and you're getting a reduced rate. How could that be bad?
Well, yeah, solar energy is not particularly bad. It's when taxpayers are being used to subsidize it. That's where the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, that's where we kind of get into the story and have a bit of a problem with it. And we did a report that shows that there's about $39 billion a year that the government spends, of course, of our money, for loans, grants, tax credits, tax handouts to the solar industry. So we're concerned of the subsidizing of the industry and not really of solar power in particular. I mean, it really hasn't matured yet to be a viable alternate form of energy. I mean, right now it's less than 1% of all electricity generated in the country is from solar. So we're not quite there yet.
Well, I'm hearing, too, that solar is still much more expensive to produce energy that way than natural gas, say.
It is, and it's really the extraction of the solar because, you know, there's people that will say, well, solar is free. The sun is free. It doesn't cost anything.
Mm.
But you have to have the technology to turn that sunshine into electricity. And that costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of research and development. You know, look at the Solyndra example of a number of years ago where they took $500 million to produce solar panels. Well, that money just went bye-bye. I mean, they wasted all that money, and they the taxpayers were on the hook for that. And I have to tell you, it's a pretty decent accomplishment to take $500 million and not do anything with it. I mean, you would think that almost any business person in this country could take $500 million and at least produce something.
Okay, so I'm a homeowner.
Yeah.
And I get contacted by SolarCity, and they say, hey, we can reduce your electric bill by half or whatever the number is.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I say no to that?
Because there's the rest of the story. It costs money to buy the panels, if you can buy them. A lot of the companies will lease the panels to you, so you actually don't own the panels. You just lease them.
Okay, but what's their program? Why is that such a bad deal for the homeowner?
Because SolarCity, they will get the tax credit. The homeowner will not get the tax credit because SolarCity, or whatever company, they retain the ownership of the panels, so they retain the ownership of the tax credit.
Okay, so my bill just went from $500 a month to $200 a month. Why do I care about a tax credit?
Because you're paying $150 a month to lease the panels.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, all right.
And then if I remember right, I got tangled in this. I told Steve we would get more information and get back to him because I could not remember for the life of me. When you do this lease, when you go to sell your house, you're still stuck with the lease, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't there a trick to this?
Now, how do you get out of it? I mean, does the buyer of the home automatically qualify to assume that lease, and do they assume it at the buyout rate, or do they have to start all over again?
That's a great question because these leases are relatively new, probably the last 2 or 3 years where we've seen such a large proliferation of these leases, and we're literally starting to hear from homeowners that are having difficulty selling their houses with these panels because the next homeowner doesn't want to buy a house with leased panels. And so there's this leased product on top of the roof that the next homeowner's like, well, I don't want these. Well, tough luck. They're on top of the house. So either you buy the house or you don't. So homeowners are really finding themselves to be and a bit of a jam here.
Okay, and see, so, it gets back to the same question, though. why wouldn't he want to assume that lease? Because that's what he kept throwing in my face is, why wouldn't you just assume it if you can keep your power bill from... We had a house out in the country, and our power bill in the summertime was
$750
pushing, yeah, $700-$800 a month.
Evil.
Yeah.
If I could put solar panels, lease solar panels on my roof, and drop that down to say an even 12-month $200 a month or whatever, why is that a bad deal?
Well, some people just don't want solar power. Some people would prefer not to have it. Plus, once you drill into somebody's roof, I mean, it's a lot different than leasing a car, because a car doesn't really do any damage to your house. But you talk to any home builder, any construction guy, and you say once you drill into someone's roof, no matter how professional the installation is, you're still compromising the integrity of that roof. And at some point, the panels will have to be replaced because solar panels don't last forever.
What is the lifespan on a What is the lifespan on a panel nowadays?
It's probably 15 to 20 years.
Okay. Okay. So if I'm selling my house and for whatever reason the homeowner doesn't want panels on the roof, he loves the house but he doesn't want to go into a lease. He just wants a nice clean rooftop. What's the ramifications for the seller? What does he have to do at that point?
Well, unfortunately for the seller, what's going to happen is the prospective buyer is just going to go find another house that doesn't have the panels.
Well, can I buy the panels and get out of it? Can I get out of that lease at that point so I can sell that home to Joe who loves my house? I mean, what's it going to?
It's a lease.
Is it like a prorated deal where
some big buyout?
You have to have a big hunk of money to buy them?
Yeah, there's going to be a buyout that you'll have to do with the lease with the panels before you can get out of that contract. And the question now is, will they uninstall the panels, or will the panels just sit on top of your roof? So there's a lot of unknowns in this. And as I said, I think we're going to see this the next 5 to 10, 15 years when people they bought these panels go and try to sell their houses, and hopefully these companies will still be around in 5, 10, or 15 years.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, because actually you're not leasing it from the company. You're leasing it from a bank or some kind of a financial institution, correct?
Well, in some cases, the companies are starting their own leasing companies because they want to get double dip with the profits. So it really is a mess that people get into this. I think for the best reasons ever is they want to help the environment. They're trying to do something positive, but they don't look at the long-term ramifications. We spoke with I spoke with a woman in Arizona in Phoenix, and she tracked her monthly electric bill, and she did all the research on the panels, and she said, okay, I'm going to get these panels. And she saved, I think she told me, $300 a year in electricity, and the panels cost her $800 a year. And so, I mean, obviously, she was paying $500 a year more at the end of the day.
Yeah, whoever helped her do her math was
a salesman.
An idiot? Oh, sorry. I apologize to salesmen everywhere.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm a salesman.
I know. Well, we better take a really quick break. But when we come back, I'm super curious how much of this is going on. And my guess is predominantly California, because we're such idiots. We're always doing something stupid. So it's probably started here. We'll come back. This is We the People Radio. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. We're here with David Williams.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. But I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I'm
solar panels too. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. We're here with David Williams, president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. All right, so David, lay this out for us. Like, if you're going to make the case that this is a bad place, you got a room full of people who just heard the pitch that it's going to be awesome, save them money, blah, blah, blah. Now you get the opportunity to go in and talk them off the ledge. What would you tell them?
I would say look at the long-term costs of the lease. Look at really the ramifications of putting that on your roof. There's safety concerns. We've heard from firefighters who are concerned about fighting a fire that on a building that has solar panels because the electricity doesn't stop flowing from a panel.
That's right.
Now, a traditional fire, they get their trucks out there, they shut off the power leading up to the house. They can't do that with a solar panel. And I've spoken to firefighters who've said that I will not put my men on top of a roof that has solar panels because I don't want them to get electrocuted. So it's a safety hazard. It could end up costing you, you know, read the fine print. Read the very fine print of these leases to make sure that what you're getting into, you know what you're getting into, that you may be saving money on your electricity bill, but the lease does cost money, and make sure that you can get out of the lease. And, you know, it's buyer beware. And I would say that, you know, solar energy is not necessarily bad. And if you want to do this for cost savings, you may not see the cost savings. But if you're doing this because you want to help the environment and you understand that it will potentially cost you more money, then go for it.
Yeah, so much
for that. Oh, thanks, Bob. Talk to me about the tax rebate. Is that, you know, I hear like 30% tax rebate. Is that every year you get a 30% of what?
It's 30% of the cost of the panels, and that is for the first year, and that gets smaller as the years go on. I think it's really only valid for the first available for the first 5 years. Because at that point it just goes away. But the first, you know, first time buyer, that's 30%. That's the federal level. Now states also have rebates. California, I believe, is 30%. Louisiana, 50%. So there are a lot of financial incentives to get these solar panels. And you know, if I could wave a magic wand and change one thing today, it would be that no matter if you own or lease a panel as a homeowner, you get that rebate. You get that tax credit instead of the company that sells you the panel.
Interesting. And then, okay, as a taxpayer, you know, so let's look at it from just the wider angle. So for those of us who are pretty much never getting a solar panel on our roof that we know of, because, I mean, like, we looked into that when we lived in the country, and seriously, we were going to take our entire field, our whole pasture, was going to be from one end to the other. It was going to look like we had some sort of stadium going on back there. Seriously, I thought, gee, our neighbors are going to hate us.
Yeah, they're very attractive.
It was going to run for, I don't know, what was it, 100?
Oh, it was probably about 150 feet long.
Yeah,
I don't know, there was a single row, so what are they, 8 feet long or 8 feet wide or something?
And it was like $80,000, but with tax credits, blah, 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 it was like $20,000 at the end of it.
It was a little more than that, but I guess the thing that kind of bugged me was, there's a tax incentive, but
we're paying it on both ends if you're a taxpayer.
Yeah, absolutely. And also I heard that if for every solar unit that goes out there and goes online, the power companies have to buy that power back, and as a result of that, they're raising the rates for everybody else. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, because this is a concept called net metering. And that means if you are a solar power panel owner, you sell your electricity back to the power company. And you sell it back, but you don't pay for the use of that electrical grid. I like to use this example. If you're on a toll road and you pay $2 for a toll, you know, because that money goes towards fixing potholes in the road, you know, whatever, just, you know, making the road run smoother, then all of a sudden you have a bunch of cars that are on the road that aren't paying that toll, that aren't paying for the upkeep. They're doing, you know, using the road for the same purposes, but they're not paying for it. So all the other people that are paying the toll, the toll is going to go up. So it's going to get more expensive for those that don't have solar for the upkeep of the electrical grid. So that's another concern.
Yeah, because the power company is not going to lose money on this deal. I mean, if you figure half the people all of a sudden switch over to solar, where are they going to get their income?
Right. And some people will remain completely off the grid. I mean, those are few and far between, but there are some folks who will not sell their power back and just keep the solar panels. Unfortunately, what happens is at night and a prolonged cloudy period, they need electricity from the grid. So their solar panels aren't 100% reliable. And before the break, you mentioned California and why it's happening in California, why there's this big push for solar panels. I think it's for two reasons. I think you hit on the first reason is the government is devoted to this renewable fuels, you know, trying to get renewable electricity, and solar is one of them. But also, there's a lot of sunshine in California. I don't mean to be flippant or simple.
And we have a corner on the rainbows and the unicorns, too.
That's right. We've got them all.
Just in case you're curious.
But that's why you see this happening in states like Arizona and California, because if it can't work in California or Arizona, it's not going to work in Minnesota or Wisconsin or the Northwest.
No, your return diminishes greatly when you move
absolutely
into areas that's cold. Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, so you have taxpayers all over the place. Their power companies are mandated to buy a percentage of renewable power, even though, you know, we're taking out hydroelectric dams because, of course, oh, wait, that's the cheapest, most efficient renewable resource. So we're taking out dams, but we're mandated to do solar, which is pretty much never going to become self-supporting. So all the taxpayers are forking out for that, while some people get their power lowered because they're getting these panels put on. I mean, at what point do we just pull the plug and go and just stop the madness?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that we need to know whether this industry can stand on its own. And
exactly.
That's why when we look at the 30% tax credit on the federal level, you look at the state incentives, is let's take those away, or let's just make them so small that it's really not a business decision for a company. It's just, you know, we'll find out if these companies can survive on their own without the assistance from taxpayers, because is there enough private investment to keep these businesses going, or are these just is this just a house of cards that are that's waiting to fall?
Yeah. I got a question. If let's say I don't lease my panels, I actually buy them. I take out a loan or whatever, and I pay the guy to come out put solar panels on my roof. I think the sales pitch now is they pay for themselves in 5 to 7 years, and then it's all free power. I mean, you get you get the benefits of owning, and you get the lower rates, blah blah blah. What happens if let's say something goes wrong, there's no more warranty 10 years down the road, and a panel has to be replaced, or maybe a series of panels have to be replaced? Do I get a tax credit on the replacement panels, or is that a one-time deal when you install the system?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it's a one-time deal, but I would also caution about owning the panels, because, and I would think if there were a better case scenario, it would be to own the panels outright. But a lot of companies now are setting up financing arms of their companies, so you can, quote, own these panels. But what they do, and this is, again, pretty brilliant if you're shady, is that they have a price inflator in the first year of that loan, so they still get their 30% tax credit, but it's done in increased payments on the panels from the loan that you're getting from this financing company. But I think if you go to a regular bank, they're not going to do that, because it really depends, though, because if you quote buy a car and you're paying a monthly car payment, you technically don't own the car.
No, the bank does. Yeah,
the bank has the title, so the bank may be entitled to the tax credit. So there's a lot of moving parts here.
Are financial institutions, are they kind of? I mean, do they like these panels as a loan item? I mean, do they like to finance them, or is it kind of a risky risky loan for them.
They have stayed on the sidelines so far, and I'm not sure because if it's risky or it's just not a mature enough sort of industry to start getting into this, but we have not seen a lot of private institutions lending money for panels.
Interesting. All right, we've got to take one more break. Sorry, David, we got behind on our breaks, and
it
all fell on you. So you've got 2 minutes to, you know, find some coffee or whatever it is you're doing where you are. Don't take any medication, though. We did a little survey on that earlier, and it's making people tired, and just stay off the drugs.
Just say no.
You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. Sunshine's free, that's great, but it costs us a dang fortune to capture it. You know, it's kind of like the water. You know, we're billing everybody a gazillion dollars for the water in California, and we're right next to a whole lot of it. If we could figure out how to use that, be efficient. So many things. So I should clear up a comment from earlier. Rusty's job in the Navy, this was before you got here, David, so just play along. Rusty's job in the Navy, we always laugh about her being a corpsman. Kind of an Obama joke thing. So anyway, just sorry about that. We weren't real clear about our Obama joke. And somebody else in the chat room was like, hey, you're an idiot. No. Okay. I know he didn't say that, but it sounds funnier if I say that. So anyway, we are idiots, but we were basically making fun of the president. So now that I'm all clear about that.
Hey, David, I got a question for you.
Back to David Williams and the solar issue.
Yeah, there we go. Let's get back on solar. I noticed that a lot of new home construction now, one of their big selling points is solar, built-in solar on the buildings. That to me would seem like a smart move. I mean, if you're going to buy a house and it's already got solar built in, it's not on the roof, it's in the roof. What do you think about that?
I think that's a step in the right direction because I think that is, and depending on how the financing of those panels, but I'm sure it's built into the construction cost of the house, but I think that would solve part of the problem. Again, as long as they're not subsidized by taxpayers and as long as the homeowners are paying for it. And obviously, when you're looking at a new house, it's hard to miss the panels on top of it. So I think that is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, because
they're starting to build them in like tiles.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, they're not that
and
obvious.
That's not that big a deal.
Yeah, because they are on the same line as the roof.
Sure.
And yeah, they're a little bit different color than the tiles on the roof.
But I'm with you, David. Boy, you know, we've got to pay for them. We've got to subsidize them to improve the technology or develop it or whatever.
Oh, I'll bet you the contractor that puts those panels in that building is getting some kind of a tax rebate for building those into the cost of the home.
Green industry.
Yeah, he's not a dummy. He's going to take advantage of that.
He could be double dipping because he could be getting the tax rebate, but also inflating the cost of the construction of the house to reflect, no pun intended.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and you look at some of these subdivisions that were going in here a while back. I mean, we've got one right around the corner from us. I don't know. There's probably 150 units there. They all have solar panels on the roof. I'm sure if he put an order in for panels for 150 units, that's a sizable solar order. He's going to get a rebate on that. And like you say, then he's going to build that into the cost of the construction, maybe even double dip.
That's fun. I just don't want to pay to subsidize their power bill.
Yeah, as long as I know what the price is going into it, I don't really care.
I think that is probably the biggest concern that people have is that they want to know the cost. They want to know how much it's going to save them or cost them at the end of the day. And like I said, I think, whether you're Republican or Democrat or in the middle, we all want to help out the environment, but some of us
also
want to help out taxpayers.
I don't really want to do that much anymore.
Yeah. No, I
kind of like the environment just the way it is. I'm sick of helping the environment.
Yeah. No, I was reading an article the other day that was talking about solar panels and wind energy, and this one research project they did showed that the solar and wind industry is 34 times more expensive to create power by that means than it is compared to, say, natural gas. And I thought, wow, when you really pencil it out, what are we doing?
Yeah, and let's remember that natural gas, petroleum, these are fuels. Solar is energy. Wind is energy. There's a big difference between a fuel and a source of energy. And you mentioned global warming a couple of seconds ago.
Yeah, we think it's fake.
You know, whether or not there's climate change, do we really trust the government to be the ones to be able to fix it? I mean, if there were anything...
And the entire crowd said no.
I mean, they can barely count the number of people in this country every 10 years during the census. And that's a pretty simple process.
There's a lot of things they can't do.
Trusting the government to address climate change if it was happening.
Yeah, no. We're having some climate change here because it got hot here, which is fairly unpleasant. Stupid and sunny now.
Well, too bad.
Yeah, supposed to be this hot this time of year.
For all those people who've had snow for the last 11 months, we're sorry we're, you know, bitching
we're
about our sun. All right, David, thank you so much.
Thanks, David. We
love
really appreciate
you
coming on.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
We'll do it again.
Yes, absolutely.
Down with Rooftop Solar Leasing. This is We the People Radio. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.